Well, good morning, everybody. There's a million things I could say, but I'm going to say one thing about each reading because they're all just amazing. The first reading today comes from Isaiah, and it's this really beautiful moment where Isaiah he volunteers. Like, he goes, "Here I am, Lord, send me." I don't know if you caught what was going on here, but it was kind of wild because Isaiah realized that he had had an unclean mouth. And so then in divine worship, they took the coal from the thurible, the incense, and they put it on his lips. I should think about that with the server sometimes, you know, but like, and then all of a sudden his lips are anointed and he's like, "I'll be your prophet. I'll be your prophet, send me," because God is looking for a prophet. And so he volunteers. One of the best things about having a Catholic school as a priest is that you got free labor on command. You know, if I ever need anything moved, I go into the fifth grade room. "Would anybody help me?" You know, like, they all want to help all the time. And sometimes it's to get out of class. But sometimes I ask during recess, you know, like the other day we were cleaning up after the play and all this heavy stuff needed to be moved from the gym to the office, and it was cold and it was rainy, but they all wanted to help. Jesus says you want to go to heaven, you got to be like a kid. And I think this is an important reason. A child wants to help. And now, this isn't so much a problem here at our parishes because y'all are so good. But sometimes a priest would say, "I need some people for this or this or this committee or that group." And people go, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know. But here, what the generous heart of Isaiah, what God can do with the generous heart. And is that where our hearts are, to where, you know, we come before God and we say, "Lord, I will do anything you want. Send me." That's the first thought I have. Second thought is, in our second reading, St. Paul talks to the Corinthians and he says, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." And, you know, sometimes people don't always like who they are. And I think that can be a very sad thing. You know, I was my daily Fulton Sheen here, and he said something real good this morning. He said, God will not always answer your prayers as you want them, but you can still depend on God. God, the loving Father, often denies those things which in the end would not be good for us. Every boy wants a revolver at age 4. And no father yet has granted that request. Why should we think God any less wise? Someday we will thank God not only for what he has given us, but also for what he has refused. Some people think, "Oh, I just wish I were more this or more that, more like that person, more like..." And maybe God denies it. But that's because you're supposed to be you and not somebody else. By the grace of God, you are who you are, and I am who I am. Praise the Lord for that. We embrace that. The last thought I have is our gospel. Jesus today tells the people, he says, "You'll now be fishers of men." And, you know, if you think about somebody who takes up the hobby of fishing, they study it. How am I going to catch my fish? How can I get a good catch? And you study what kind of bait to use, what times of day, what spots might be good. And I think that's good for us to think about with evangelization. Because Jesus says we're meant to be fishers of men, to bring souls to God. It's our duty and our joy. And Pope Francis beautifully said one time, he says, you can't be a good Catholic unless you're joyful. There's a joyful holiness about you. He said, no sourpuss has ever won a soul for God. And I would say that this joyful holiness just a joy, a holiness is what attracts souls, a passion for Jesus, a love of Jesus, a joy in Jesus. This is like a magnet that brings people to the church, which is the body of Christ. And folks, that's what we want. And unless we cooperate with Jesus, we won't catch anything. We won't catch any soul. But when we cooperate with our Lord, we will make a big catch. And we will bring souls to heaven. And that's, praise God, our call and our joy. And we say to that, here I am, Lord. Send me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.